It's 9:33 and time for our weekly chat with our staff medical advisor from South Strand Internist. Every Wednesday, we talk with either Dr. Brian Adler or today, Dr. J. Vance Vandegrift about various health concerns. And a very interesting topic that we're going to be talking about today with Dr. Vandegrift. Doctor, would you like to explain how this came to you and what made you want to talk about this today?
Sure. So I want to talk about what we see on TV. The news likes to report all the latest, greatest studies that come out. And so people are always coming into my office and saying, well, I saw this on TV and it says that I shouldn't be taking this or I should be taking this. And so I just wanted to give a brief overview of, you know, what are we talking about? You know, when we have a study done, there's various gains that we're looking for. And oftentimes studies are being done by drug companies in order to sell a product. And so from the very front, you have to be a little suspicious of their data reporting because they obviously want to release a study that's favorable for their drug so right. that their doctors will write that drug and they'll make billions of dollars. You know, there's a few examples that I'll report. When I was coming out of training 15 years ago, we used to talk about vitamin E as being heart protective. So everybody back in 15, 20 years ago was taking vitamin E because it was helpful for the heart. Well, about 5 years after that, they came out and said, oh, maybe we had that wrong. Vitamin E isn't so good for your heart. Maybe it's actually damaging to the heart.
Oh, my goodness.
And so the point that I want to make to your listeners is, you know, you're going to see a lot of information because the news has to report something. And so these news people are pouring through the Internet. They're looking for the latest, greatest studies, and they got to get it on the air because they got to talk about something. And don't take that for face value. You know, one of the things in medicine that we really try to do is checks and balances, and so we want to replicate studies if we can. And so we want to get a study, find out what that information is, and then we want to try to repeat that study in a separate setting, in a separate fashion to make sure that the data they found was accurate and correct.
Yes,
and
this is the scientific method.
Correct, and by replicating these studies and showing the same results in different from different centers, that gives us that information. And so we base our guidelines on multiple studies, not just on one study that came out a week ago and said whatever it says. And so we see these things on TV, and it's great information, but that doesn't mean that we change how we practice medicine just based on one study. And so there's a couple of examples that I can give you. A couple of years ago, there was a study by Kaiser Permanente, which is a huge insurance company out in California. So what Kaiser did is they just did a data mining, and they took patients that were taking a popular sleep aid called Ambien. And when they reviewed their data, they said, seems like people that took Ambien seem to die at an early age. Well, does that mean everybody that takes Ambien is going to die sooner than people who don't take Ambien? We don't know, because it was not a study. It was an analysis of their data.
Right.
And so there's a lot of factors and variables. You know, we don't know if the people that were taking Ambien may have all been diabetics with heart disease, and they were having trouble sleeping because of their other illnesses. And so there's a lot of factors and variables that we have to consider. A year ago or so, we came out, there was a study that suggested for patients over age 60, maybe a lower blood pressure isn't better. Maybe we should accept a pressure in that 140 to 150 range. And most recently, just a few days ago, I read a study that suggested that maybe patients that have low blood pressures could have a higher risk of dementia as they got older. And so, again, these are all out there. They're reports. They're small studies, and that's the other thing. You know, you take a study of 100 or 200 patients versus a study that has 10,000 patients. Well, the larger study is going to have much more information and better data. And so those are the things that don't get reported in the news, that this was a small study, but all they're going to report is, well, recent articles suggest that low blood pressure is going to make you get dementia earlier. So don't always believe what you see on TV without understanding how they came to their results.
Well, I guess my question would be, is there anybody, maybe the Centers for Disease Control, that's actually saying that this is going to be our preferred method now to deal with whatever problem it is across the country, or is it just left up to individual doctors?
Well, I think it's a combination, because every person is an individual. And in the case of the blood pressure of 140 to 150, further in that statement it says that unless you have diabetes or kidney disease. And so there are always quantifiers that are outliers. And so diabetics and people with kidney disease already have problems, and there's multiple studies that prove lower blood pressure is better for those patients. And so we can't just say a blanket statement that applies to everybody. Likewise, we have to decide what's the best medicine for each individual, and it may not be what the popular drug is, or it may not be what their insurance company even wants them to take. And so there is individualization of our medical treatments. And as far as who do we listen to, well, there are some organizations. And in the case of blood pressure, you have the American College of Cardiology is one of the and the nephrology, who is the kidney specialist. Now, both of those organizations have their recommendations, because lower blood pressure reduces the risk of heart failure. Lower blood pressure reduces the risk of kidney failure. And so they are going to have to look at these new studies and determine, is this good medicine? Do we really need to change this? And much like everything we do, there's a positive and a negative. Aspirin can be protective to the heart and can prevent strokes, but aspirin can also cause bleeding. And so everything that we take has a plus and a minus. And so we have to weigh the risk and the benefit. So it may be better for that particular patient to have a lower blood pressure because they have a kidney problem or they have a heart problem, even though there may be one small study that suggested there's a higher risk of dementia in that patient. So it's all about choices and picking the lesser of two evils in some cases.
In some cases. Well, I guess the thing that we're taking away from this talk today is that, folks, if you read an article, or if you see even a TV ad about a certain medicine or a certain, even if it's not a prescription medication, before you just jump on board and start doing that, which could bring some pretty ill side effects to you, talk to your healthcare provider about it. And again, you'll be dealing with an individual healthcare provider, and you're an individual, so it's best to get all the information, and they'll have that. And of course, if you don't have a healthcare provider, you can always call South Strand Internist, Glens Bay Road in Surfside Beach. Their phone number is 650-4006. 650-4006, now providing urgent care 7 days a week as well. Very interesting topic, Dr. Vandegrift. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
We'll take a short